Good evening, everyone. Today is the 1st of October, and we are going to be doing our weekly service here this evening. The message for the night tonight I've entitled Our Governments, World Governments in Bed with the Pope. That's what I've named it, World Governments in Bed with the Pope. We're going to go into some details on that. But before we do that, we're going to sing. We're going to attempt to sing some psalms we haven't sung. We haven't really practiced these, but we're going to attempt to. If we don't know them, we'll go to the next one. The first one is 76A. It's taken from Psalm 76. And I need to move the computer over so that you can hear Mark and Rosette here. Okay, the first one we're going to sing is Psalm 76A.
God the Lord is known in Judah, great His name in Israel. His pavilion is in Salem, His abode on Zion Hill. There He broke the bow and arrow, bade the sword and shield be still. Excellent art Thou and glorious, coming from the hills of grey. Thou hast spoiled the valiant hearted, wrapped in sleep, but there are they. Mighty men have lost their cunning, none are ready for the fray. Horse and chariot, though, are lying in the sleep of death's dark night. Jacob's God, Thou didst rebuke him. Thou art fearful in Thy might. When Thine anger once is risen, who may stand before Thy sight? When from heaven Thy sentence sounded, all the earth in fear was still. While to save the meek and lowly, God in judgment wrought His will. Even the wrath of man shall praise Thee, what remains is kept from him. Make your vows now to Jehovah, pay your God what is His own. All and bring your gifts before Him, fear is due to Him alone. He brings low the pride of princes, kings shall tremble at His frown.
Okay, the next one we're going to sing is 47A. 47A, and this is taken from 47th Psalm. Let's see if I can go a little bit lower this time.
All people clap your hands for joy to God in triumph shout. For awesome is the Lord Most High, great King the earth throughout. He brings the peoples under us in mastery complete. And He it is who nations also produce beneath our feet. The land of our inheritance He chooses out for us. And He to us the glory is of Jacob who He loves. God is ascended with the shout, the Lord and trumpeting. Sing praises unto God, sing praises to our King. For God is King of all the earth, sing praise with skillfulness. God rules the nations, God sits on His throne of holiness. Assembly of Abram's God, come people, princes, now. The shields of earth belong to God, He is exalted high.
Okay, we're going to sing 40F. This is taken from Psalm 40, verses 10 through 17.
I hid not in my heart your truth and saving help. Your faithfulness I preached in the assembly grave. You'll not withhold from me your tender mercies, Lord, and your unfailing love will ever keep me safe. Misfortunes beyond count have taken hold of me, my sins closing on me so that I cannot see. In greater sum are they than hairs upon my hair. So my heart fails in me, my courage fades away. Come to my rescue, Lord. O Lord, make haste to help. Let all who seek my life be shamed and be confused. Let them fall back in shame who want to see my hurt. Let them be dumb and jeer. To me, let all men who seek you be glad and in you joy. Through your salvation love, say glory to the Lord. Though I'm in want and poor, the Lord takes thought of me. My help, my Savior, come. Oh God, you not delay.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing right now is 34C. 34C. And then I think we're going to try to end with Psalm 121, but we'll see if we know that one. But Psalm 34C.
In every time I always bless the Lord, His praise will ever be within my mouth. My soul will make its boasting in the Lord. Let all the humble hear it and be glad. Oh, join with me to magnify the Lord. Let us together raise His name on high. I sought the Lord, and He has answered me. And He from all my terrors set me free. Oh, look to Him, be radiant unashamed. This poor man cried, the Lord from trouble saved. The Lord's own angel presently encamped around those fearing Him and rescues them. Oh, chasing you, will see the Lord is good. How happy is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, all you He has redeemed. For those who fear Him never suffer want. Young lions hunger, they may lack their food. But those who seek the Lord shall have no want.
Dear Lord, we pray that You would be with us in the service tonight. We pray that Your word would be exalted and lifted up. And we pray that You would give us liberty to speak those things that need to be spoken. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I've entitled this message, World Governments in Bed with the Pope. You know, it's becoming very apparent what is going on within the, not only within the world governments, but within the multinational corporations and those that the elitist of society, they are all joined together in league to try to propagate themselves up and control the masses of people through digital currency, through control over the health, vaccines, through control over religion, and through control over politics, economics, politics, religion, corporate power, and money. And all of these entities are giving the nod to Pope Francis, and Pope Francis is giving the nod to him. I recently saw a video with King Charles and Pope Francis was giving the big old thumbs up to King Charles. That tells you a lot right there. Here, King Charles is in bed with the Pope. Supposed to be a Protestant nation in bed with the Pope. He sold out a long time ago. And what are the things that they're in agreement on? They're in agreement on climate change. They're in agreement on digital currency. They're in agreement on artificial intelligence. They're in agreement on microchip technology, controlling the masses. They're in agreement on implementing control via the World Health Organization. And they have all formed a league, an alliance. I mean, King Charles is over some 56 nations, 56 countries, several billion people under his little thumb. And so Pope Francis is taking advantage of this, since he knows that he's got King Charles in his bed with him, you know. And so this has biblical proportions. This is as if the Bible is just jumping out at us. 24th chapter of Matthew, the other parallel passage in the Gospels, the passage in Thessalonians that talk about he will go in and claim that he is God. You know, Pope Francis now has said that he doesn't want a proselyte. You know, in other words, he wants to accept all faiths as equal. But you know one faith that he's leaving out? True Christianity. He's leaving out Christ. He's leaving out Christ. And he's joined league with the Muslims, with all the other faiths, Hindus, the pagans, all the other people who say they believe in certain gods except for Jesus Christ. Because he is the vicar of Christ. He says we shouldn't have anybody preaching Christianity. They don't need to be preached to, he says. He's against fundamentalist gospel preachers that preach against sin, preach against homosexuality, preach against adultery and idolatry. Why is he? Because he has upheld all of those things. He's upheld graven images. He's upheld adultery. He's upheld the gay lifestyle. And now Romans 1 is coming into fruition, where he's worshiping the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever, amen. And this whole thing on climate change is another way of controlling the masses. This is what's going on right now as we speak. And there's a country now, Pakistan, that is a global mirror of the global country, and they've got all kind of New Age symbols in that main city, the capital, and there are sun worshippers and all kinds of things there. And the Pope recently spoke there, and they signed a document. The Pope signed a document with all these nations agreeing that they would not proselyte their religion, that they would go along to get along, and they would go along with climate change, they would go along with the new technology, the new reset that all these globalists have been pushing, people like Bill Gates, and you know all the rest of them, you know who they are. Well, what's the answer for the Christian? Well, it sets up a very clear demarcation from those who have true faith and those who are worshiping the beast and his image. The true faith can be found in the Gospels of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ described himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, no man cometh to the Father but by me. That's pretty exclusive. That doesn't embrace and bring in all these other religions. Okay. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said that there is no other mediator between God and man but the man Christ Jesus. But yet they've left Jesus, the true Jesus, out of the picture. They've left him totally out of the picture and replaced him with a false Christ, an antichrist. The papacy is the antichrist. That's the leader of this pack. So that's what's on my mind this morning, evening, whenever you might be listening to this. I've tried to keep it very much to the point. And the fact is that we, as true Christians, I predict that in our lifetime we are going to be suffering persecution. Not only financial persecution, because we're not going along with it. We're going to be persecuted for our faith. We're going to be censored. We're going to be taken down off of social media platforms. We probably will even be ostracized by our banks, because the banks are right in this system. Okay? And they're going to control people through the commerce, through the commerce system, through the banking system, through digital technology. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, the Bible says you're not going to be able to buy or sell, say you have the mark. And how many times have I been telling people this over the years, and they've denied that it was a literal mark? Let me tell you something. It is a literal mark. And so, that's what I have on my mind. And it's going to set up a very clear line of demarcation from the true Christians and those who are willing to go right along with anything that they dictate that you have, because they don't want to have their chips shut off. They don't want to have their bank account shut down. You know, they want to have all this available to them. You know, all the benefits. You know. And when they shut you down, they're going to shut you down. You're not going to be able to buy or sell or eat, save you have the mark. That's what the Bible says. And so we better be prepared for some major persecution, okay, that we might have to face in our lifetime. And no, I don't walk in fear. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It just, like I said, it sets up a very clear line of demarcation as to who are true Christians and who are not. If you're just going along to get along, then you need to examine your faith, because your faith comes from God. It doesn't come from yourself. And I'm always amazed at these people that have all this information, just like this video I sent out. It has a lot of good information on it. Walt sent it to me. Walter Veith has put out a lot of good information about what the Pope is doing and so on. But Walter Veith leaves out a great large amount of body of scripture regarding election and predestination. Have you ever heard Walter Vyth do a sermon on the 6th chapter of John or the 9th chapter of Romans? Or the 10th chapter of John or the 17th? I haven't. Maybe he has. But, you know, it's very rare that you hear him talk about for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. So that's what's on my mind. Do we have a final selection? 121B. I'm going to try to sing that for you. We're trying to sing some of the old song. I mean, some of the psalms out of the Psalter lately. We love the psalms. Love the psalms. Got to get back there to it. 121B. Oh, man. Let's try something else. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Let's try, let me look at 92C. 92C. Yeah, let's try to sing 92C. It's good to thank the Lord, to praise your name most high, to show your love at dawn, your faithfulness all night. The ten-string lyre, with service lute and rippling heart, your praise inspire. Your deeds, Lord, made me glad, I'll joy in what you've done. How great your doings, Lord, how deep your thoughts, each one. Fools won't be shown, that stupid can accept this truth to him unknown. Those sinners grow like weeds, ill-doers blossom may. They're doomed to be destroyed, your Lord exalted stay. Lord, your foes fall. See how your foes gain evil men are scattered all. You raise like ox my horn, pour fresh oil on my head. You made me see the spies and hear what plotters said. Like thriving palm, the righteous grows like cedars tall on Lebanon. Those planted by the Lord shall in God's porch be seen. When old they'll steer bell fruit and flourish fresh and green. And loud proclaim how upright is the Lord, my rock, no wrong in him. Well, I'm glad that we have mercy and grace of God that has been shown to his elect. God bless.